This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. So let's talk about the definition of a name actor. You see that a lot. Name actors only. On the breakdowns, there are a couple of things. You see, obviously, the name of the character, the size of the role. Is it lead, supporting, co-star, guest star? You also see a number in a parenthetically listed number at the end of the list of adjectives and essences and qualities of this character. That number represents the page number on the script during which this character is introduced. So if you downloaded the entire script, you saw in the breakdown the number 15 after this character's description. That means skip ahead to page 15. You should read the whole script if you're given the opportunity, but if you're very quickly trying to read about how this character is introduced, you can flip to 15 because it was said right there in the breakdown that this character is introduced on page 15. This is also really helpful when your audition sides come and your audition sides are on page 37 and you see that your character was introduced on page 15. You need to go back and read how this character was introduced to get even more information about this character than exists in just the set of sides you've been given for the audition. Okay. So this name actor, you know, in these breakdowns, oftentimes you'll see think: and then it'll list a bunch of famous actors. And when we're listing those famous actors, those are what we call name actors. Those are people whose names alone evoke enough of a reaction of their brand, of what they do as actors, what their quality of performance is, what their essence is, what their type is. All of those things come to mind when we say, I'm looking for a Johnny Depp type or I'm looking for a Will Smith type. You understand, without my having to use a whole bunch of words, what I'm looking for. It could be the physical qualities. It could be the acting style. It could be the style of swagger. It could be height, weight. Could be similar age. Could be that we really are looking for someone who looks like that. But here's the trick that a lot of people don't know about breakdowns. Sometimes we're listing an actor that we actually want in the role. So, for instance, on my low-budget indie projects, I'll put out a breakdown for a character, and I'll say, think this actor, this actor, this actor, and I don't go terribly namey with my list. I actually got feedback from someone once saying, I love your breakdowns. This was an agent. He said, I love your breakdowns because you always make me go to IMDb Pro and look up a couple of the people that you use as examples of what you're looking for, because I'm not quite sure who they are. And then when I see them, I say, oh God, yeah, that actor, I know her, she's in everything. And so, of course, it's because I am, in some ways, hoping that the agent of one of those actors I've listed sees this breakdown. And I call this going fishing. What ends up happening is that agent sees the breakdown, sees her client's name in the breakdown, and then calls me and says, I see you're looking for a so-and-so type. Well, I rep so-and-so. Would you like to make an offer? This happened with Jason George on a project I was casting back in 2006, I think, 2005, 2006. Put his name out as a prototype on one of the characters in this low-budget indie I was casting. And sure enough, his agent called up and said, would you like to make an offer? I said, I would love to. What a great idea you just had. What that does is it keeps me from making a cold call to an agency and saying, let me tell you about this low-budget indie. Let me beg you to read the script. No, I know you don't know me, and I know you don't know this filmmaker, but let me beg you to give me access to your name actor. If instead I use this tactic, I get that agent excited and calling me saying, hey, I downloaded the script. This is actually really good. We would love for you to cast our client on this. What do we have to do to make that happen? And it makes the coming together much quicker and much less painful a process, which is really important on low budget projects. This also happened with Richard Schiff, whom I cast in Another Harvest Moon. He put his name out in the breakdown, put the breakdown out on Actors Access, knowing full well Richard Schiff's not going on Actors Access to look for breakdowns. However, his personal trainer, who was also an actor, did go on Actors Access, did see the breakdown, did see Richard's name, mentioned it to him. Richard read the script, contacted his agent and said, get me an offer on this. So I end up getting a phone call from Richard Schiff's agent because Richard's personal trainer was also on Actors Access. Oh my God, I love this business so much. Please know that just because name actors are listed in a breakdown does not mean we are not open to non-name actors. Unless it says star names only or submit names only, You're cool. We're using them as possibilities. And especially on the lower budget or indie projects, we know it's ambitious to think we're going to get name actors sometimes. So we always want to stay open to actors of all levels. But knowing and understanding what it is that makes an actor a name actor, and really, there's probably only 2,000, if that, name actors out there. The reason there are so few is because really, a name actor doesn't just mean that's a busy working actor that everybody in Los Angeles knows or that everybody in New York knows. What it means is this is somebody who's bankable. This is somebody whose name, just by them being attached to the project, helps us with financing and distribution. And these are huge factors, especially in indie casting. So don't ever feel that you're being excluded if you see that a name actor is something that we're looking for on a particular role, because getting that name actor attached is what then allows us to cast all the other roles. And that's where you come in for now, till you're a name actor. All right. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.